Mom's Palace. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Twin Talk.
On this podcast, not only do we give you a breakdown,
but also share our thoughts and insights on the latest and
the greatest TV series, movies, and documentaries in the world.
So have a chat with your favorite girls,
Tina
and Tin. Hey guys.
Hey, hello, welcome back. What's up, girl?
What's going on with everybody? Thank you again for everybody that participated in listening to our last episode. That was with Without Remorse and Mortal Kombat. That was a lot of fun. Got some great feedback. And So let's just jump right on to it. The winner of 2 weeks ago. Drum roll, please. It was Without Remorse.
Which I was shocked.
Yes, I'm not going to lie. I'm very shocked about that.
I thought it was going to be more Mortal Kombat.
I thought so too.
That's a classic. Like, there's so many Mortal Kombat movies. And it's like, even though they come off cheesy sometimes, like, it's Mortal Kombat. Like,
but I guess a lot of people were not happy about the way that it was, and it really didn't have like a storyline. I liked it better than Without Remorse, but you know what? Hey, the people have spoken.
They chose.
So, guys, thank you for participating again. We do this every 2 weeks, so look out for that. Super shocked, but thank you for participating. So, let's hop into recent news that has happened over the last 2 weeks. So guys, what we try to do is at least, you know, hit up on the latest gossip that has to do with like shows or people we've watched before. So what's been going on the last 2 weeks was very interesting.
The biggest news story, I don't care, even if you don't watch reality TV show, everybody was talking about this because it was crazy, y'all. I know y'all heard about this Portia stuff.
Please, Portia Williams.
Miss Ma'am. Ooh, Miss Ma'am. Listen, I'm just like...
The shade.
The shade. The eclipse. The solar eclipse.
It was the griminess for me. I am a big fan of Portia. I've always been a big fan of Portia. So I watch Atlanta Housewives. I don't know why I do, but I still do. I watch it, and I've watched it from the beginning. So to see Portia right before this scandal happened, so many great.
The Black Lives Matter. Many.
She finally had got a daughter. If people know that, you know, she wasn't able to have a kid. She was like years ago. She was in a horrible, abusive relationship. Mm-hmm. He was the worst. Even though she's not with her baby father now, they have a great relationship. A lot of great things was going on for her. She has her hair company. And then,
what she do?
Child. She is currently engaged.
To who though? One of her own friends. That's in the friend. Process of being ex-husband. All right, not her friends, her acquaintances. Her acquaintance, even though they all over social media together. I mean, I think, what was her name? Tammy. She said it best. A lot of times they get, like, and that's understood. They get introduced to the show by way of, you know what I'm saying? So we get it. Maybe she wasn't your friend initially, but ma'am, you was all up in her house.
Once you walk through the doors,
you know what I'm saying? Her husband, her she done invited y'all in. You done invited her to other events. So now to be like, oh, we wasn't friends. Like, what? Okay, you coworkers.
Y'all took a picture. Messy. Y'all took a picture September 2020. So my thing is this. It's a difference if y'all, you introduced her to the show, right? But then y'all got into it. Y'all wasn't vibing. You didn't never go to her house. You was never cool. You went to the house. You met the husband. You met. So then it's just like taken back. Were you scoping him? You get what I'm saying?
I want to know exactly. Because, I mean, I'm a romantic, right? I love love. But I just can't see myself getting engaged off of 30 days of dating.
It's like, was it 30 days of dating though?
That's my point. Was she side girl? I don't want to say the bad word. Side girl number one. Because some other girl came out the woodworks with pictures with him 30 days ago.
30 days before that.
In his car, and he was recording the video. Like, you can hear him speaking.
Absolutely.
In the video. So I'm like, you like it, I love it. Whatever.
But then it's like, so the ex-wife, Fallon,
who's gorgeous. Oh my God.
Gorgeous. She did an interview in March, and there was rumors speculating that they had broken up. And she said, well, what marriage couples don't go into it in and out. But she said, we are still 100% together. That was in March, right? And then there was speculations. But then they were saying, and I don't know if Portia said it, that they had broke up in January. So I thought that was very interesting. But yes, y'all, so that was the tea, and I just feel bad. I don't feel bad. I'm irritated with Portia, because I was like, you had a good thing going for you, and now you done this thing tarnish your
reputation.
Yeah, and now Kenya, which I can't stand Kenya, but I know she's been waiting for this, because Portia has been dragging.
Kenya was in her lair going, yes, I finally won.
Yep. So I don't know. We're going to see how that's going to. So everybody can't wait till next season how this is all going to play out. Ciao. It's about to get real messy and dirty. But Portia.
Yeah, because she's supposed to have a peach next season.
She's supposed to have a what?
A peach. Fallon. Like, she's supposed to be in the intro next. Well, an article that I read. I'm not gonna name names because I don't honestly remember, but an article that I read said that she was joining the cast fully.
Well, I guess we're gonna have to see about that. Good luck to all that. I'm just, Portia, we could have done better, boo. We could have done better, because I'm just like, what is, like, what, Simon's worth 40 million, so that's why.
Girl, did you see that meme they made where it was like
the memes
of Simon? And then his net worth, and then they took glasses off, and then he looked Chestnut. I was like, oh my God.
No, I couldn't. Stupid. At first, I didn't understand it, but I was like, why do they keep putting Morris Chestnut? And then I did it. Y'all nasty. Y'all petty.
$40 million make you look real yummy. Hazy Eddie.
So that was that. So listen, if you don't watch Real Housewives, you should watch the past. Season, because you'll be understanding why it is so shady and it's been talked about. So guess we gotta look forward to that.
I'm excited.
I'm excited too. And the next little tea, if anybody used to watch Love and Hip Hop, again, I stopped watching it no more, but I was faithful to it in the beginning. So another news that happened recently, like yesterday or the day before that Safari and Erica, Love and Hip Hop stars, Erica started the Love and Hip Hop.
No, you gotta say her name right. Araka.
Thank you. And then you have Safari, that if you know Nicki Minaj, you know
who Safari is. Yeah.
I'm not gonna do no shade today. But
I wonder how he feel about Beat Me Up Scotty being re-released. Like, did he have any involvement in that? Because didn't he write a lot of those? Anyway, look out.
Nah. Yep. you see that I'm not doing no shit? But so their house recently got broken in. They both were on two separate vacations. And the reason why this is...
Mm-hmm. Why were they on two separate vacations?
Well, she was taking the kids. She was taking the kids to Disney World, and I guess he's promoting something. He's always promoting something. Right. I don't know.
Yeah.
Girl, you know they love each other, hate each other. I don't get there. I don't care about that. Yeah. But so basically, their house got robbed, and they stole what, over $20,000 worth of jewelry and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The problem, the reason why this is a story and the what we want to talk about it is because. Y'all are some idiots. Y'all are gonna thinking that there's no cameras, then not to wear no mask. And which I thought Erica and Safari was gonna sit down.
Like I know it's whatever, but you didn't think he was gonna get caught? Like what?
And you didn't wear no mask, and then people, why? Would you go on Insta Live to wear the exact jewelry that was stolen?
Goofy.
You were giving me you wanted to get caught. You wanted to get
Period. Because, like, it don't make no sense. In what criminal world?
Yeah, it's just social media. Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, so we wanted to touch upon that. Stop robbing because social media is, I don't know, here. It's lit.
Look, it's cameras everywhere now. Just think of it like that.
Just think, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then
young camera like, everywhere.
But then it goes back to the celebrities. A, stop posting where you
everything.
Live. Mm-hmm. Stop posting your jewelries and all this stuff because people are watching. And then you're letting the whole world know I'm going on vacation. You're on vacation. You're on vacation. We don't see security guards. We don't see all that. You know what I'm saying? So. People, celebrities, just stop showing. Learn from the influencers because they don't be doing that because they already know how it is.
Girl, my girl Leah will not let you know her address.
Come on, she won't even let you see out through her window.
And like it'd be 2 seconds. I'd be trying to piece it together. Like, okay, I see the unit across the street. Let me Google it now.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so
that's crazy.
I get it. But so that was the news on that. And then just a heads up, even though this is, we talk about movies, TVs and documentaries and stuff like that. There is an award show, Billboard Awards, this Sunday is getting the Decade Award. So definitely look out for that.
I just want to be successful. Came from that. What?
You know what I'm saying? Drake.
So he deserves it though. Honestly, I'm going to be honest, it's going to sound real bandwagon-y.
Okay,
but I love Drake. Like, he just...
No, I love Drake.
He puts out so much good music.
Every album this man puts out, it is golden. It is number one. He never disappoints.
Never.
It's like, I didn't realize how much Drake songs I really rock with until, like, once girl. I put on music. I'm like, dang, this Drake again. Dang, Drake did do this song. Oh my God.
You can just let Drake play. Just let it play. And then you can. I've been a fan of his for so long and Nicki. So it's really dope that she I actually am excited that she did re-release Beam Me Up, Scotty, even though I was able to listen to it on YouTube. So I don't know. I mean, I guess whatever. But, but like hearing those songs, I remember exactly what stage of life I was in, what was going on. Mm-hmm. So him getting that award, that definitely is.
Like, I think it's super dope.
It's dope.
Well rewarded. He's gone through a lot. His story, and he's maintained being the GOAT. Like he sings and he raps. And he's not the best singer, but the man be singing. And
he be singing.
He be singing. But anyways, guys, so that was what we wanted to give y'all. Just a little quick little, you know, intermission before we jump into the show. So this week we're super excited. We're doing two TV shows. And the first show we're doing is the two shows that we're doing. The first one is Fate, the Winx saga. We'll go more in depth with it later. So we're doing that one. And then Shadow and Bones. These two shows are found on Netflix and very interesting, very, I guess we could say supernatural shows, both of them, sci-fi, all that fun stuff.
It's magic.
So, and we're super excited for it.
I am. So I'm going to be talking about Fate Saga. because I was really looking forward to this, right? Because I actually did watch the animated series, The Winx Club. It was so cute. I wish had I no had idea. The dolls. It was so, girl, I used to watch every Saturday morning because I didn't have cable. So I had to wait till Saturday morning to see the good cartoons. They would play like two or three episodes of The Winx Club. And I'm like, it was like Channel 9 or 26, one of those. And so I'm going to give y'all the background for both because they're related, right? So the original animated series is... it's just called The Winx Club. Bloom is a special earth girl with magical powers who travels to Alfea School for fairies to perfect her skills. She quickly befriends teenage fairies Stella, Flora, Musa, Layla, and Tesna. Together, these six girls are the Winx Club. In addition to high school, the girls work to save the universe from Lord Darkar and the witches Icy, Darcy, and Stormy, and a variety of other opponents. Only with the power of the six enchantrix fairies fighting together can the girls save the universe. So they went a little more in, like, the cartoon was about fighting. Like, they were basically superheroes, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, teenage girl superheroes. That's what made them so cute. Girl, they wore these cute little mini skirts with the knee highs. I was like, oh my God, I want to go here. Like, I wanted to go to school at the Winx Club. And Fate, what they did was basically make a live action version of that. And you know, yes. Artistic license, they always change a little bit something. So it wasn't identical. So I had to have that mindset watching it. Like, it can't be identical to the cartoon, but it's based off of it. So the synopsis of the Fate show is fairies attend a magical boarding school in the other world where they must learn to master their magical powers while navigating love, rivalries, and monsters that threaten their very existence. So basically, they kept the characters pretty much the same. Bloom is still Bloom. She's a redhead earth girl who somehow ended up on has magical powers and didn't discover them till she was about 14-15. And obviously when magic is discovered in the earth world, magical beings pay attention, they see it. So she was either in danger or somebody was coming to help her, and that's basically what happened. And then
she set the house on fire.
On accident.
She set the house on fire.
Mm-hmm. She set the house on fire, but in the cartoon, it wasn't like that. So in the cartoon, she was like real happy. Her parents knew she had magical powers. They didn't understand it, but they knew and they were okay with it. And her mom was real soccer mommy. Like, it was so suburban. Whenever she went home, it was really cute. And in the show, they kind of made it darker. And so, like, a lot of that stuff happened.
So that didn't happen in the cartoon.
But so you basically follow Bloom throughout the show. She falls for a guy who obviously she wasn't supposed to fall for, otherwise it wouldn't be a storyline. One of the girls one of the girls in her suite is basically her like frenemy, which they had that component in the cartoon, but it wasn't that bad. Like, in the show, they'd be going at it, girl. Like, Stella is...
Yeah, so that was Stella.
Stella is... She a beast, though. The magical powers, honey.
So she's a light fairy. And mm-hmm. She's
basically royalty, yeah.
Yeah, she was royalty. So she was dealing with her own issues and not being able to control it, because I guess she made one of her best friends go blind.
Yeah, on accident. So you follow those two,
kind of go at it head to head.
It got
to
be some girl drama involved over a boy, obviously. Mm-hmm. Which is Raven, Riven, how do you pronounce his name? And they basically battle monsters in every episode. up until like the biggest one, and they discover who it's being controlled by. And I was kind of mad because it wasn't this only like 6 or 7 episodes.
It was 6 episodes.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, so is this like a mid-season break or?
You know what, I thought it was kinda, but then it's still not on.
It's still not on. Yeah. I'm like, is it COVID? So I'm hoping they're going to come back with another season because they kind of left you hanging. Like,
it definitely left you hanging because now, so pretty much, you know, they was trying to teach these students how to master control. How to master. So everybody was in their own, you know, first years or second years. But then it's like, pretty much this big issue happens. They find out that this old powerful witch was raised from the dead. Boom, boom, boom. Well, she was always alive, but she was always alive.
Yeah, but she was hidden.
All of a sudden, she comes out of nowhere, and now she's taken over. So what they left us as the old woman basically killed the headmaster
and stole her identity
and stole everything, redoing the whole entire school while the girls are heading back from a mini little. So they left of is like, what is this? What is exactly going to happen between all these things? So like, let's dive in deeper. What do you think? The main idea. What's the main idea?
I'm always irritated when, you know, we had this discussion every time. I'm always irritated when the main character is a goofy. And I just felt like they made Bloom so whack. Like, she was overly emotional about everything.
They'd be like, baby,
relax. We know you're trying to discover your powers. We know they're controlled by emotion. You have to relax. But I guess that's the point, because she's a fire fairy. You can't control fire. So maybe that was in the direction of what the director wanted. But I just found it irritating. Because she was constantly making the wrong decisions the first time.
And going, it's like, by her emotions, getting people killed, letting certain things happen. And then at the end, you're like, oops, did I do that?
I'm just trying to figure it out.
And it's so crazy because, you know, I don't know if they're doing this on purpose nowadays, but it's like, I find myself, and I really believe you feel the same way too, I find myself liking the other characters and hating the main character.
Girl.
It's like, I hate the main character.
Because the supporting characters be the ones with the sense. You'd be like, why would she do this? Like, why would you leave the bubble to, like, when she kept going outside of the protective shield? I was just like, what are you doing? Like,
so pretty much it was these ancient creatures, guys. So pretty much they were protected for years because years ago the burn ones were these like
demons
that will kill everybody. So and started getting messed up. The problem with that is these burn ones, she would go and they threatened it was so annoying because Bloom kept going out.
And Bloom seen them.
Yeah, and Bloom seen them. And it just got to the point where these burn creatures apparently really started to triple and double, and they went in and started to destroy and killed and injured a lot of people. Because when you get burned by one, I forget what...
You become one.
Yeah, but then what was the... What was the cure again? I forgot what the cure was.
Oh, you're right. Wasn't it somebody's blood or something? No.
It was something that it was a cure, but nobody never really had the cure. And it was just, I don't know.
That was like incredibly selfish of her. I wasn't too into, in the cartoon, yes, there were boys. Yes, the girls were into the boys, but that wasn't the main storyline. like it was more so about the girls and developing, you know what I'm saying, and dealing with situations and stuff. And the boys would come in and help, but the girls were like beasts. Like they was whipping the magic skills and whipping, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, beating the monsters up on their own. In this show, it was like all about Bloom and this boy that was clearly causing problems. Like
guy, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, leave him alone. I mean, he's cute, but was he worth it? Like,
and I think Sky, he was also going through his own issues and emotions exactly. because losing his dad and all that stuff, just to realize mm-hmm. his dad was alive the whole time, which, like, guys, how many times have you seen that happen?
Right, that wasn't predictable.
But Sky was a fighter. He was just one of the, he was like the star of his class mm-hmm. and he was raised by Sylvia, which Sylvia was one of the other teachers that we later on find out that was like his dad's best friend.
Yeah. And wasn't he like there when his dad supposedly died or something?
No, he was there because remember his dad was trying to partner up with the evil lady.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically kind of thought he killed him.
And right. That's because remember exactly. he had to put him down.
Yeah.
Yeah. He felt guilty.
So
girl.
So Sylvia, he was a fencing instructor. And he was a mentor by Sky's father and raises Sky after his death. So it was a lot of that's when Sky started finding out. All these kids were going through some very deep
each stuff.
Each kid was going through some deep stuff. So which one was your favorite character? What character you feel that you kind of sympathize with and you saw that we got to see the character development? Which one?
I probably related more. I drew to Musa more.
Okay.
Ooh, because she was the empath and... Okay, if you're into like spirituality, crystals and stuff like that, that is a significant thing because a lot of people identify, not a lot of people, but some people identify themselves as different things. And one thing you can identify yourself is as an empath, which makes a lot of sense in a lot of people's personalities because mm-hmm. it's, especially with women, because an empath basically is somebody who absorbs energy. And so like, if you're somebody I care about and I'm around you, like I can feel when you're upset, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's a really vague statement of it. It gets deeper than that for some people. It doesn't have to be, but that's basically what it is. I really liked her character because for me, dealing with a lot of the stuff that I've gone through in my life, I had mm-hmm. to learn how to not let other people's emotions absorb me and, you know what I'm saying, control me in that sense. Her character was really relatable because okay. I had to kind of learn how to control how she like literally some of the stuff that she does
mm-hmm.
really do that. Like when she gets upset, she like, and it's too much, she puts her headphones on, mm-hmm. tunes everybody mm-hmm. out. Like I have to do that when I get upset. I have to like, okay, let me listen to some music, turn on my noise cancellation and just disappear. And she was just really sweet and she gave a lot of herself to the point where it like almost hurt her.
Mm-hmm. She didn't understand. She played a very big role. Cause she's a mind fairy.
Yeah.
So she feels what other people are feeling, you know, she mm-hmm. can tell all these different emotions and stuff. So no, that's really dope. I like that.
Yeah, she was really dope. I feel like they could have developed her. They could have given her a little more attention, but with her being the type of fairy that she is, it makes sense that she didn't get the most attention.
You know what? I like that she was dating Tara's brother.
Yeah.
I really like that. I thought that was cute. And the most powerful scene I love is the last episode when he was dying, like because he got mm-hmm. attacked by the burn one, and how she had to really feel because she didn't want to feel, she felt someone die before mm-hmm. and that killed her. Yeah. So by her putting aside and, you know, being there for him, and giving
she took that pain him, away.
Take yeah. that pain. It was really good. We got to, I think that character development was really good. It was authentic. It wasn't forced. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, dang, Musa, like at first you were kind of annoying in the beginning, but then we started to see you come out. And that's what I love. I appreciate those type of
girl. She was moment. A Libra, because we be loving people like this. She was a Libra. So yeah. No, I really liked her character. It was the I forgot her name. What's the flower girl, her roommate?
Wait, don't talk about her because you have okay, to ask okay. the question.
Okay. Who was your favorite character?
Okay, so my favorite character was, I love Tara. So Tara was the mm-hmm. Earth Fairy. Mm-hmm. So guys, if you see in the beginning, if you watched it, she was very just like, you know, awkward, a little nerdy. Mm-hmm. You know, she talked a lot. She just wanted to be involved. She was so sweet and so warm. And she was just trying to be accepted from other people. Mm-hmm. She was obsessed with her flowers because she does the earth. And really loved because her dad was one of the headmasters. One of the teachers that was a part of that whole big scandal a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that we see Tara development. She was sweet. She was innocent. But then when she started finding out that her dad, and I don't know if anybody can relate to this, is that not me per se, but I've seen it happen to the point where, you know, when you feel like your parents are hiding something.
Yeah, you discover they're not who they are.
Parents are perfect, just like vice versa, how a lot of parents think that their kids are perfect, they can't do no wrong. Mm-hmm. But then you start finding this out, and I love her. We see her sweet, but then when it comes to her parent, her father, she like storms and she puts that foot down, like, you're gonna mm-hmm. tell me the truth right now, because I don't care. And she's never stole, she never did any of that stuff, but she started being rebellious because it was like, I need to do good because you are doing bad. And I love the fact that she put her foot down.
She finally stood up to him.
When this part was so sad, when she was hanging out with the dude, she had the crush on the dude, and they did the video and just talking bad about her, and that could have destroyed her mentally and physically. And I love the fact that she took that, and you know what, she's like, I know who I am.
She chose not and to I know let it affect you her.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I love that. I think that I loved her role, because again, she also was very powerful too, because she mm-hmm. is the ground. You know, mm-hmm. trees, roots, and everything. So she plays such a great part. The fact that she is a little scary cat, but she was there when the war was happening. She was prepared. And
she
I
was raised
character.
That way, though. Yeah.
Yes, and I loved her character development, because it was just like, we saw her as this annoying, talk a lot.
Girl, because when I first met her, I was like, ugh.
And then she was trying to fit in, and it was just like, no, be yourself. And she's like, mm-hmm. oh, I know you guys don't like me, but then it's like, you look towards the end, it's like, oh, I don't care if you guys don't like me, I'm still going to be who I am. So I really did like that. But then I also did, surprisingly, I actually did like Stella's character. I like Stella's character because we thought that she was really obsessed with Sky, and it had nothing to do with Sky.
At all.
It has stuff to do with her and her trying to break away. So she's from royalty, and her mom mm-hmm. was one of those people that, you know, those mom that is on, like, my daughter needs to do this. My daughter would have been better if she would have left this. Mm-hmm. You're not a good, always blaming the handmaster, not knowing that her daughter was struggling within herself because of what she did to her best friend, not yes. having that control. So I actually really did like Stella, because she did a really big character development change, because we thought that she was like a psycho, crazy, you're not gonna mess with my ex-boyfriend, but it had nothing to do about him. It was more about herself and getting away from her parents, her mom.
She wanted to get
particular.
Away from her mom so bad,
her mom,
yeah,
and to be able to be her own self. Like, I want to be Stella for Stella. I'm not trying to be like who you want me to be. And I thought her coming at the last minute and really playing that role, because she's a light fairy. Mm-hmm. And she had this crazy, crazy, crazy power. And she's a princess. Mm-hmm. But for her to do that character development, it was like, oh my goodness, I appreciated you. I thought that you were this one way, but really, you're actually
different.
Going through some deep family problems that you leaned on Sky because Sky knew who your mom was. That's
exactly.
why you were so obsessed with him, because of
nobody else knew the
I don't
truth.
Know if, it's always you always want to be around people that know your issues and your problems and stuff like that, mm-hmm. because you don't trust people with mm-hmm. all your information. You can't open mm-hmm. up to everybody, and not everybody's going to understand. And because Sky, her ex-boyfriend, lost his dad and knew about her family and how crazy her mom is, you're going to open up to him, which seems like she's obsessed, and she just wants to keep that friendship together. So
exactly, that comfort. It yeah. was, for me, seeing her develop into the character I knew her to be, because in the cartoon, mm-hmm. Sky was, she was still royalty, she was still Prissy, but she was one of my favorite characters because she, like, obviously she wanted to be the it girl because she was, but mm-hmm. it was never animosity between them. It was like, oh my God, Sky, stop being so mean. Like, you know, mm-hmm. they were all still friends and they all understood each other. So like when I started watching this show and Stella was like, kind of a bitch. I was like, this is not my Stella. Like, this is not the Stella I know. What's yeah. going on? So when you finally, but I get it. Like, I think what they were trying to do was set the show up for another season.
Oh, 1,000%. They were setting yeah. us up for a few seasons.
Yeah. So they didn't give us, they gave us, I feel like they're giving us a whole bunch of backstory. They're not giving us who the characters are when the cartoon started, because there's so much that you don't know because they made it really light mm-hmm. and fluffy. But yeah, when she finally started to come out of her shell and you understood why she was the way she was, and then she started to see how friendship matters and things like that, all that stuff that her mom was teaching her was kind of false. I really appreciated that. I was like, okay, there we go. Stella girl.
Stella. Stella might be number one.
She was powerful.
So she was really powerful. And then I guess we could touch it because we green. We could touch upon Aisha.
You mean Precious?
You nasty. Aisha was an athletic water fairy.
She got on my nerves.
She did get on my nerves. Bloom and Aisha actually really got on my nerves. So Aisha was Bloom's actual roommate in the room. And Aisha tend to defer to sources of authority and had difficulty rebelling against the teachers. So Aisha was one of those goody girls, and she was like immediately obsessed with Bloom. Mm-hmm. She just felt like, oh my God, Bloom, you're amazing. Because Bloom is, again, guys, the lead character. So she automatically felt like she had to be there and protect and whatever. But she was coming off as that annoying roommate that always wanted to do good, didn't want to break the rules, and the one time all she opened her mouth, mm-hmm. all up in your business. And it was like, and then her powers was amazing because she had water. So, and
it's
so
funny they put fire and water in the same
room. Fire and like, water. In the
uh-huh, if she uh-huh. go crazy, splash some shit on her.
Yeah, like calm down. So, but she throughout again, it was like Bloom and Aisha. Having them both together, their character development was not really good. I didn't sympathize with them. Mm-mm.
Bloom got on my nerves till the end.
Yeah, Aisha, I mean, the whole episode, I was annoyed with her. I didn't want to see her no more. Okay. From the beginning to the end. At first, in the beginning, I was like, dang, Bloom. Like, she's just trying to be a roommate. But then I was right. like, girl, you are over her.
Right.
So, yeah. Let's get into what so at all the professors, so you had the dean, so you had mm-hmm. the headmistress Farah, the one that was, you know, pretty much working behind the scenes to protect her students and the threats, mm-hmm. and then you had Tara's father, Professor Harvey,
mm-hmm.
and then you had the other Silva, the fencing, the one that raised Sky. Which one of those professors, headmaster, which one did you like the most?
I can't really honestly say I attached myself to any of them. Sarah,
mm-hmm.
probably, because she was the one who had to like make all the sacrifices, for the biggest sacrifices, and you know, the whole ending, that was kind of rough. I was like, dang girl, she took your whole life. I felt like the reason I can't really say I have a favorite is because I felt like the staff could have done a better job communicating with the students. Because in this instance, y'all ain't humans. You know what I'm saying? We live in the magic world. You can talk to me about monsters and stuff that's coming out. We know our history. We know what we could potentially have to fight with.
Y'all sitting here and telling us the day before a battle.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Now we gotta go to war for the universe and shit. Like, what the hell? I was just doing algebra. What are you talking about? Like,
I'm still trying to know how to do my little fireball, and now we gotta go to war.
Girl, like, they could have, and that's another thing I hated. Like, in the animated series, they knew that's what they were there for. So that's what they were there for. They weren't hiding stuff from the students. They weren't lying to them. They weren't trying to manipulate them. Obviously, even in the bad school, like the school with the witches, like they still were like, yo, we trying to get these fairies. They ain't our friends. We finna teach you how to do this stuff, the dark magic. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't mesh well with that because all of those characters were kind of different in the original show. And I keep comparing it. I'm trying not to compare it, but it's just hard when you see a remake of something that you were such a fan of. They communicated better. Like everything was about protecting the universe, not just the fairy world, the magic world. Like it was about everything. Hate humans. Like it wasn't, I was like, why are they so anti? Like the only people that were anti-human were the witches. Everybody else was like, we cool. And so I mean, Farrah, yeah, that's my pick.
That, like you said, they definitely set up this season for the next another couple of seasons season that we're gonna have. So hopefully the second season is a lot better.
Did you have a professor?
I did for the most part. I liked Silva because I think that out of all of them, he was actually pretty honest with Sky. Mm-hmm. And when Sky pressed him, because he didn't have to come out and say, you know, that secret, he didn't have to do all that. But I think Sky was very honest.
Yeah.
Very true to Silva was very true to Sky. And I think it was kind of pressing. I think out of all of them, it was hurting him the most because of this relationship that he has, you know, made and grown with Sky. And then, like, he was in charge of the team going out fighting. So I think he's seeing all of this and it's just bringing back memories. So I actually did like the fact that, like, oh, okay, you were there with the dad. Like you kind of put the dad away. You kind of killed him because he was doing something bad. And now he's captured. The dad is alive. It's a bunch of stuff. I'm really excited. Overall, I think the show was cute. I think it has potential to be something great. I just need them to make Bloom not annoying and not somebody that I want to see dead. And you're the main character.
Girl.
But I feel like the supporting cast is really good. I feel like the storyline can get there. But like I said, it was still a cool show. I'm really into Supernaturals. I love like all Fire Richie. I love all that stuff. I'm excited to see, you know, with the new headmaster, you know, Rosalind being dead for all those years. And she's having this mystery connection to Bloom, which is I really want to dive in to it and kind of see how that plays out. And and Sky's father adopting Beatrix, adopted father. Now Beatrix was one of the other. It's crazy. She was the one that kind of uncovered, and she was working with Rosalind and stuff. So she was kind of like one of the bad. She was kind of one of the bad students. She knew Bloom's potential, and she knew she needed Bloom to get the old headmaster Rosalind out. Even though Beatrix, I think she had an issue with Rosalind because it burned down her land also. That Bloom is originally adopted. Yeah. And she thought she was from Earth, but her family was from another place. Then their village got burned down, which was the cause of the two professors, Sky's dad, and the old head Farrah and Rosalind, and they were a part of taking these babies and burning down a whole, you know, village. So it was really interesting, guys. Definitely,
which was a known fact in the animated. Like, she knew she was adopted. That's why they sent her to the school. So yeah. Hopefully next, I'm still tune in for next season. I'm gonna say it like that. Like, I wasn't happy with Bloom.
Yeah,
but I see the potential. So hopefully they get better writers, better director.
But so yes, guys. So that was pretty much
that show. Definitely watch it. We're going to keep posted because
we can't wait till the second season come out. We will be discussing the second season. What we're going to be doing when we do these shows, we're always going to talk about, you know, each season, how it progresses, you know, what's the pros and cons, and kind of keep an update. All right, guys. So let's move on to the next show.
Show number two.
So this show is Shadow and Bones, guys. This was actually a popular show, and actually I was waiting for this show to come out because the previews was super, super dope. So basically the plot story of story follows Alana, a teenage orphan who grew up in Russia, and now she is a cartographer that just discovered she has supernatural harnessing powers. Mm-hmm. And this power makes her a member of this magical community called the Gracias. So pretty much the whole story of this is it is this shadow fold. It's like this darkness crawlings with monsters and feces and human flesh. And it doesn't allow people to travel through. Mm-hmm. And to go through, so it's pretty much blocking a whole colony, whole world, whole village, all this stuff, and it's split, and it's this dark fold that they heard mystical stories about. Anyways, they have been training since she was younger, all these kids, and so Alana, she was in this orphanage, she grew up with this boy named Mel, they're best friends, and literally, from little kids, they know about the horrors and the terrors of the shadow, the folds. So apparently it was this thing called what was it called the powers that she had.
She was like the sun, something with this, they call her, she could harness the sun or something. Yeah, something like that. She glowed. She would glow like a big ass flashlight, and everybody was amazed.
Was a sun summoner. That's what
it is. Yes, said. There we go. Sun summoner. So there we go.
She was the sun summoner.
But didn't she light up like a light bulb?
She did.
Okay.
Like a light.
Shout out, Drake.
So she basically was a sun summoner, but she never knew, right? So as kids, in these orphanages, when you're away, you get tested to see, are you a Gracia or not? So what a Gracia is basically, are you a witch? Do you have magical powers? There's all different kind of Gracias. Well, her and her friend, Mel, when they were younger, they never got tested because they knew that they'll be broken apart from each other. So they never got tested. They never knew, right? Mel's not a Gracia, but something was odd about Alana. Pretty much in the first episode, if you watch, guys, that they are being, her best friend is being sent over there for the first time. A lot of people don't make it out alive because it's these creatures. Her power was, she looked different from other people. So she used to get bullied and stuff because she was like half, like she looked half
she
Asian.
She was Asian. So what did they call that them? Was
girl, I don't know, but I just thought
I forgot what they called them. It was, you're right, it wasn't Asian. It was like, anyway, but yeah.
So she was getting, because everybody looked the same, but she didn't. She stood out. So she started to get bullied the older she got. But, and they were like, are you Gracia? She's like, no, I'm not. And she basically, when she was there, she was a person that draws, right? So she draws everything, she maps. She's like a map person that they had to draw and map. So she was actually very needed. they needed her because she drew. She would draw the maps and certain things that will happen during, you know, all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So basically she goes on the boat. This is the first time that they're in the fold. Mel was upset because you see her. So it's a bunch of them. Now, on the backstory, you have these other characters. Everybody is trying to find this Sun Summoner, but it's all a legend, right? No one has seen this Sun Summoner or anything like that. Even when they test children's, so everybody just thought it was a lie. But people were saying, if you could find a Sun Summoner,
you can get rid of the phone.
People was going to get paid millions of dollars. So you had all these people going after this one person. They get on the boat and pretty much people are dying left and right. Men starts to get taken and gets cut open. And she, Alana, goes crazy and basically touches him and she shines. And she lits up the whole fold. And these animals are dying and all this stuff. And whoever was still on the boat kind of survived. Pretty much goes to the other side of the world. And that's when all the terror happens because the king... Well, he's not a king. He was actually... What was he? Like...
He was not a king. General Kerrigan?
Yeah.
He was... So he was the guy who actually ended up being the bad guy. But he was the general. But he was like a king of the geishas.
He was a general of Kerrigan. Something like that. So he was a general. And basically, he's like... Everybody was just like, oh my gosh, she's a Sun Summoner. And he was like, do you know who you are? And she's like, no, I never got tested. And he basically tests her. And that's when it went crazy because she's this Sun Summoner. And again, guys, this is like a legend. Like she is like on her high horse. This is something that people has been waiting to see because she could potentially destroy the fold and get people back able to see their family that they haven't seen and everything. So she goes to this, and mind you, she's been an orphanage. So she goes to the kingdom with the king, with the general, meets the king, does shows her power, not knowing that the general and her are kind of linked together.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts training. Mel gets separating from her because he had no idea that his best friend and potentially the love of his life were that thing. Because they have joked about these things when they were younger. So pretty much we find out later on, deeper in the show, that the general is the person that created the fold. And he is evil. And he trained her just to merge himself with her to be able to control the fold and make it bigger and worse and kill more people in more villages and stuff. Overall, it was a cool show.
I liked it.
I thought it was different. I felt like they could have done more with it. But again, this was setting us up again for
season two.
Another season, which I love and hate
when they do that.
I hate it's like, when they do that because nowadays, shows get canceled.
Regardless.
So then they do these things and I'm just like, why would you do this? But I like the show because it was kind of different.
Mm-hmm.
And to see that this girl from the orphanage is living this lavish lifestyle now, but she's like writing letters to this person that she loves, and the whole premise is she has to find
no idea. After like the third letter, I was like, yeah, they're holding her mail.
Somebody's holding their mail because I was just like, they're not getting to each other. Or but then again, he was on the run. So let's dive in. What do you think the whole point of this show is? Now, it is, I didn't realize it was, it's like a book series. It's like the Great
Sin Trilogy. Yeah, I didn't. It was a book, so that's pretty dope. But I guess most screenplays or movies come from books now.
1,000%.
Like, yeah.
People have ideas anymore.
Girl. But then again, what better place to get a movie from and like create what you already imagined? It just sucks that we don't all get to contribute. But I thought this show for me, obviously it was about self-discovery. A lot of these shows are always, like, that's a common theme in magic shows. You got to discover your purpose or your magic.
And where do you fit in?
Mm-hmm. Right, and where you fit in the universe. So obviously that was a reoccurring theme. It was, I enjoyed it more so than I have complaints for it. That one character, Kaz, like...
Wait. What the...
Like, he just...
Wait, before we go into that, though, don't say it.
Okay, I'm gonna save it. Oh, wait.
Okay,
but...
hold on, we're gonna talk about the characters, but... Okay, so the theme... The theme that I got from this, which is pretty cool, because so the theme, and let me know if you agree with this, was good versus evil, love and friendship, and controlling one's own destiny.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that that was pretty cool, because if throughout the whole series, it did have to do, you know, good versus evil, and even everybody was broke up in certain little groups and stuff trying to find the Sun Summoner. But then it was like love and friendships, and you know, everyone's trying to control their destiny, trying to figure out what's the point, right? Where do they fit in, and stuff like that. So, I thought that was interesting. It was a lot of people. I think we got to see a lot of individuals really trying to figure out what are their purpose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And everybody was struggling. If you got to see, everybody was struggling with something. What character stood out to you the most? Which one did you like? Not dislike. Which character did you like that you saw the character development, you enjoyed it, that you know, you related to, and yeah.
I think the character I enjoyed watching the most was Jasper, but the character that I was surprised by the development of was Inej. Because I didn't expect her to be so strong about her faith and have that side of her, because she's an assassin. So
talk more about the characters.
What do you mean, Jasper?
Yeah, like break down the characters and tell them like who they are, and then
I'm sorry. So Inej is like, so okay, on the other side of the fog or whatever fog. We meet a bunch of characters over there too, and we're following their storyline. Kaz is like the leader of this gang within this city. He owns, what is that? Is it like a strip club or something? I don't even know.
No, I was getting like, it was like you know, gambling. It was like a casino.
Yeah, it was like a casino with prostitutes. And then Inej was his hired hand, so she was his assassin, basically. He had two assassins, really, because Jasper was, I would say Jasper was more his right hand, he was there, and Inej was somebody, and their backstory wasn't completely clear. Maybe I missed something. But
no, you didn't miss it. It wasn't there.
Bought her from her previous employer. I guess she owed her,
but not 100% though.
But not 100%. He was like,
it was like renting.
Yeah, like a fucking car. Like, he was leasing Shorty. So the reason I brought her up and her development up is because you're introduced to her. She's this really hard character. First of all, she is tiny. They be making these assassin girls tiny. Like
tiny, but it's a beast.
This girl could sneak into anywhere. She was like a cat. Like, you wouldn't hear her leave or come in. And he's like, what the fuck? Where did she go?
She'll disappear. And I'm just like, oh.
Oh, okay.
I guess we were having a deep conversation.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how rude. I can just imagine being her friend. Like, you really just gonna walk away? Okay, cool. That's what's up. But I liked that they gave her another side, that she actually was fearful. She had faith. She had this very hard exterior, but internally she wanted to be soft. I thought that the boy, what was his name, Mel? I thought him and her were related.
Oh, interesting.
I thought that's where that storyline was going, because she was missing a brother and he was missing family. So when I made that connection, I'm thinking that they were going to take that storyline there, but I guess not. Or maybe that's season two. I don't know. But yeah, it just, she had this really longing for home. She wanted to feel safe herself. That's why she was an assassin, because she didn't feel safe. And what better way to make sure you're protected is to make sure, by making sure you're the most dangerous person to deal with. You know what I mean? So I appreciated her storyline. Like, that was, on the writer's part, that was kind of cool to me. And then Jesper, he was just fun to watch. Like, he was just, he was so cute. He definitely
stole the show.
He was so cute, and he, like, just had such a fun personality. He definitely was the comic relief, which they needed it, because there was some crazy stuff going on. Definitely
needed it.
But those are my two top picks. You know, I'm not going to. And I wasn't mad at Alina, the main character. I know usually we rag on them.
I wasn't
mad at her. She obviously, they're going to make them a little goofy regardless, but they didn't make her like,
she wasn't
stupid.
As annoying as like the Bloom character. Yeah.
Yeah. She wasn't stupid. So anyway, what are your top characters from this story?
So my number one is Mel. I instantly fell for Mel.
Of course.
His storyline was because we got to really see him develop. He was this little kid that used to get bullied, loved animals, you know,
so sad.
And he was just so innocent when he was younger. Him, and he's in the boxing ring, you know, fighting and fighting and being the total opposite. But then it's just like he's just this big macho man fighting, everybody knows him, and then it's just like he sees his best friend Alina, and it was just like it always stops, and it's like, I love the turn of she was protecting him when they were younger, and now he was protecting her. And I love the fact that he went, because she wasn't getting food, that he went to that person that he don't even like, Gracious. So he doesn't like Gracious, but then it was just like he spoke to a Gracious because of Alina.
Yeah.
You know, and being able to, you know, do that. And then it was just like making sure she's fed and she's eating and making sure that she's safe. And then I love that part. He got so angry when he saw her on the boat, because he was like, you're not supposed to be in this. Yeah. This is supposed to be me. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact how angry he was, to the point where, like, he couldn't even think or, you know, see. And then it's just like seeing him fighting his way to her, writing letters when he don't even be doing that, and really opening up himself. And then seeing how he is literally a beast, because I mean, he should have been dead.
Girl,
getting shot and all
a
that
couple
stuff.
Times.
I think it was his love for her was so crazy. And like, I gotta get here. And he was thinking outside the box, because he saw the general and it was like, something's off about this. You know what I'm saying?
I knew he was going to try it from the moment he walked on the screen. I was like, oh, that's the other one.
And then the fact that he never gave up, I love that. Mm-hmm. And we just really got to see him. It's like he's a protector. Like his he is a protector. And he was like, I have to protect my friend and this girl that I'm madly in love with, but I can't tell her just yet. I kind of like it that they didn't really, they knew, but they never spoke about it. So I know that they're setting it up for next season. To really get into it, because, you know,
well, they
she
got
was
on
trying
that
to
boat
like
together, like they're together now,
but it still wasn't said. It was just like, I know there's something different, but I don't want to say it because I'm nervous, because I don't want to ruin nothing. But now my second favorite, it's not really more of a character development. I just like the fact she was a beast, the mom of the general.
It was a little scary.
No. She was terrifying.
Yeah.
But I liked her character. So she was the person that was basically training the Sun Summoner, telling her to dig deep. But she was evil. She was beating her. She was hitting her. Right? She was like, basically, just not being. And at first, I was like, is she the Darkling? Like, is she the person? And she then we came out that she was the mom of the general, the mom of the Darkling. And that was pretty interesting because it's like this mom knew her son, and the fact that she's sitting here basically created a escape route for the for Aline, and telling her, you need to go. My son is going to use your one. And she warned her. But I thought that that was interesting. I liked her character because she was like this powerful, this evil like lady. But then it's like she saw her son. It's like she doesn't need. It's like being that mom and just being like, I can't hurt my son because he's still my son. Mm-hmm. But then it's like furious and angry. But I really did appreciate that because that was a turn of tables. I was like, wait, that's your son? Right. Your son is the one that created the fold. Like, what?
Girl, that whole revelation, I was like, okay. It makes sense. Because it was something so dark about his character.
Yeah, but then it's
and
like,
not I'm like not gonna... obviously dark, because like he was obviously dark, but it was like evil but then, there.
I'm not gonna lie, they did a good job with the general, because he fooled me for a second. He had me a little fooled because I was just like, wait, is he really sweet? But he was really passionate. So he was still passionate about the foe and, you know, making a difference and being seen and not being welcome. I understood that, but his character was actually pretty dope too, because he had you like on his side for a little bit. And then it was just like, you're going about it at the wrong way, sir.
Yeah. Like, why are you doing that?
Not everybody is even, I get what he was trying to tell Aline. Like, people don't accept us. We've never been accepted. So creating an army, but it was just like, you're doing evil and killing people.
Yeah. So like you're creating the problem. He was fine at first to me, but then he started getting on my nerves, and I was like,
and then he started being like real crazy. And the fact that he had all these people like really turning, and like, I don't know, it was crazy. But who was the character that you didn't like?
I don't think I disliked anybody. This was a good one. I mean, Kaz was a little. I didn't dislike him. He just, I didn't understand his purpose.
What was the point for him?
Why do we care about his storyline? Like, other than him going, you know what I'm saying, through the fold. I mean, I get that, but I think the more important characters was Inej and Jasper. Yeah, like it.
And then it's like Inej had more of a backstory. Jasper was this wild kid that knew how to use a gun. He was very talented at what he did. Very talented. But then it was just like, Kaz was just like, okay, obviously something happened to your leg. Who took your leg? Who did something to your leg? Is it fake? Is it real? Something happened. And I don't know if they're waiting till, but they could have gave us something, because it was just like, it's like your character is like, I don't really care about your character. You're kind of in the way and I don't want to see you.
Like, he really was just a means for Inej to get to the other, because she had a purpose to find her family.
She had a purpose, you know what I'm saying?
So, and he was just the means to get her over there. Like, other than that, I don't really care about his character. Yeah. And then with him being the leader of this gang or whatever, supposed to be super powerful and whatnot, why is he so easily accessible by his arch nemesis, first of all, when he just walked up into his office? And then, bruh, you ain't got no weapons. You don't got no fighting skills. Like, he just punked you, like, in your own place. So I'm like, okay, that could have been, I mean, if you're going to have a boss character, make him a boss.
Make him a boss. But again, I know he was the leader of the crow. Like, he was the leader of the, because they had their, you know, crew, the leaders of the crows. And he was known as the Dirty Hands. But it was just like, okay.
Right? Like, I guess. Thanks for coming. Like, whatever. But other than that, I didn't like dislike him. Obviously, the bad guys, like General Kerrigan got on my nerves. Obviously, once we figured out he was the one who made the fold, but his character was still developed in such a cool way
You know what I'm saying? Because we definitely sympathized with him, and it was like, oh my God, he's trying to help her, because he was also, you know, he was also super powerful, you know, just to make the room dark, and then she's the light, and it's like light, dark, yes,
right? Like you think they would balance each other, girl. When I first, I'm like, ooh, she finna leave old boy for him.
I mean, but they was never together.
They weren't, so.
But it was, the overall, I think it's a cool little concept. It's a cute little show. Guys, we definitely recommend you to definitely check it out. I really believe these two shows that we said was definitely setting up for
the next. You know what these are good for? When you're like at home about to eat dinner, you're looking for something to watch while you eat. Mm-hmm. These shows. These are really good shows for that.
And a lot of times it's always good to watch these shows with friends. So mm-hmm. if you got, you know, friends and stuff, definitely watch it together, because watching it together is also a lot of fun too, because, you know, talking about and breaking down each episode after you watch it, it's a lot of fun and girl. Stuff. So definitely check those two out. So guys, that concludes what the two shows that we talked about. Hopefully you enjoyed it. So Chris, which one out of the two, Fate or Shadow and Bones, which one was your
this one gonna be horror, because I think my nostalgia wants me to pick Fate.
Yeah,
but the movie TV critic in me liked Shadow and Bones more, just because the storyline was a little bit better, the characters were better developed, yes. The storyline was a little more clear. That was the only other thing I didn't like about Fate, was that it bounced around a lot. Like, is it about the boy? Is it about magic? Like, which one? So yeah, I just think everything was just clearer with Shadow and Bone. So I'm gonna go with Shadow and Bone. But I love Fate.
I
love
the Winx Club. I feel like the second season of Fate should.
It's gonna be better. Mm-hmm. It's Yelp peak.
I'm going to have to go with Shadow and Bones. Just, you know, character development, the storyline. Mm-hmm. It was just, okay. And I love to be surprised. Surprise me.
Girl. Fold, it's scary. Mm.
And then I love the fact that it was dark. It was like one of the dark supernatural shows that and I love a good dark. Like, be dark. You know? And I like the fact that it was dark. So, yes. Guys, so look forward between the next 2 weeks, we're gonna do the poll, so it gives you guys a chance to vote. Let us know which one is your favorite.
Remake one day too, because you know they got the remake of our favorite witch show, Charmed.
We should definitely do all that. Even the Sabrina the Teenage Witch, the remake of that.
I got a lot to say about that one. Let's not even go there, because I got a lot. I got notes.
So just remember, guys, every other week we're doing the podcast, giving everybody a chance to catch up on shows and movies and documentaries that we show. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. just to give you a little insight, next week in the next 2 weeks, we will be talking about the Nevers. We're going to have like a little segment about the Nevers, just because this week, this past Sunday was the part one finale. Mm-hmm. So in 2 weeks, we'll be able to really break it down, talk about the show, and definitely check out Mayor of Easttown. Also a good show. So both of these shows are on HBO. Check them out and follow us on our social medias. My name is Silly_Nace.
I'm Miss Tina Cooper _.
And just know that you can listen to us on Anchor, Spotify, Apple. It's a bunch.
Google Podcasts.
We'll keep you updated. And again, guys, thank you again for listening. And we will see you back in 2 weeks. Bye, guys.
Bye.